Tough reish lamed gimel siv zayin in bona yitzva beemsa. If the elevated part was in the middle of the sukkah, it's not touching any of the walls. In which men lekoyisa lechol tzad pachzim dala namus ksheva ala yitzva. Basically, it's the same thing as the previous. Just so we can say this document akuma from all three sides, and even though the elevation is not touching any of the walls, but as long as it's not four amas from the elevated part to any one of the three walls, we bend over those walls, and the area of the elevated part is kosher, and the rest is not kosher, as we learned before. Afil im gavoy yosim yud. Even if the elevated part is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, it doesn't make a difference, we could still say, oh, this doctrine of kuma. If there's more than four amas away from the wall, so we can't use the wall, because a token of kuma can only be up to four amas. So if it's four amas or more away from the walls, we have no walls. If the istaba, this elevated area in the middle, is 10 tefachim tall, still won't help, because we learned before that the fact that you build on top of a platform does not suffice for walls of the sukkah. Walls of the sukkah have to be walls that you're surrounded by.